This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado State Capitol reopened this afternoon after a suspected bomb threat. The Colorado State Patrol evacuated people shortly before 12:30 p.m. Security personnel found no threat after sweeping the building. Colorado and other states in the upper part of the Colorado River Basin have submitted a proposal on how they'll reduce their use of the river. The proposal is in response to the federal government's demand that all states in the river network make major reductions. The Upper Basin plan does not include any mandatory water cuts, only voluntary programs. Chuck Cullum is the executive director of the Upper Colorado River Commission.
While it is a compensated, temporary, and voluntary program, it is a reduction in economic capacity to any participant.
The states in the lower Colorado River Basin have not yet submitted their plan. Colorado is enrolling 22 more public health providers and sexual health clinics in its monkeypox vaccination program as cases continue to rise. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
State health officials have confirmed a dozen cases of the disease so far in July, already double last month's total. The virus, which spreads through skin-to-skin contact, is hardly ever fatal, but it can cause weeks of flu-like symptoms and painful sores. The state's health department says the risk to an individual contracting monkeypox remains low, but it's given out over 1,000 doses of the vaccine to higher-risk groups to hopefully curb the outbreak. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 91 degrees and cloudy. In Colorado Springs, it's 87 degrees with storms. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 306.